Room 13. The luxurious hotel was my last resort. Every other accommodation in the city was fully booked for the comic book convention. "I need one room for tonight," I said. "Please tell me you have one." After a moment of hesitation, the receptionist said, "Well, there is one free room, but it's number 13. "I thought most hotels didn't have room 13, I said, surprised. "Because of this superstition that it's unlucky." "We have it," said the receptionist, looking around to check if anyone was within earshot. She leaned into me and whispered, "But it's haunted." "Sure it is," I said. I was dog tired, so the ghosts haunting room 13 could suck it. I needed a place to sleep. The room looked like any other hotel room I've used. White bedding, washable, floral wallpaper, tiny bathroom. Oh, a walk-in closet. That was new. I opened it to put my suitcase inside.
Grrr.
I flinched, seeing a thin man curled up on the floor. I could barely see his face in the murky depths of the closet. My heart missed a beat. But then I realized what was going on. "Oh, I see," I said with glee. The room wasn't haunted, obviously, but this man was living in there for free, hiding in the closet, scurrying around when everyone was sleeping. "Very clever. But now, get out. It's my room. I'm paying for it. You can have it back tomorrow." I tried to grip the man by the arm, but my hand went right through his flesh. That's when he looked up at me. His eyes were scarlet. "Or not, I suppose. I guess you can stay." I grabbed my suitcase and ran away, cursing the damn hotel for giving me the haunted room.